righteousness, he says, as you ought. Stop your sinning. Deliberately doing what? Eating, drinking, and living it up, thinking there is not going to be any day of accountability. For some have no knowledge of God. Now listen, there's the whole crux of it right there. He says there are those who have no knowledge of God. Now you know what he's referring to? He's referring to church members who are attending the Corinthian church week after week. He says it's very evident they don't have any knowledge of God, being baptized for the dead, Epicurean philosophy of life, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you're going to die. He says they don't have any knowledge of God. Now listen to me carefully. Our behavior is not the final indication of whether we are saved or not. Our behavior does reveal how much we know about God. Our behavior does indicate what we know of the truth of God, because if I know who God is through Jesus Christ and I know what He's like, there's some things I'm not going to tolerate, and even if I tolerate them for the moment, I'd be so smitten with the conviction I must deal with it immediately. The person who has this lackadaisical ideal, oh man, just don't get uptight about religion. If I'm in love with Jesus Christ, the only thing that matters is Christ. And when Paul said, listen, when he said, there are those among you who have no knowledge of God, let me ask you a question. What motivates you? What is the thing that motivates you to do what you do? What motivates you to go to church where you go? Is that you have a hunger for Jesus? Man, you can't learn enough about Him. You want to know something else about Him to apply that principle in your life, to watch it work, because it excites you to see God active in your life. Or do you go because you like all the fanfare of what happens? My friend, Jesus Christ can be missed. He can be missed, and how that grieves me. He can be missed. If I don't come seeking Him, I'll get enough good stuff to entertain me. The truth is, listen, I'll get satisfied even though I didn't even meet Him. Did you know that if that can happen in your life, my friend, there's something wrong deep down inside of you? You may be religious and you may be saved, but listen, please hear me. Because when I see this happen, my heart's grieved that people are more interested in being entertained than discovering who Christ is. Let me show you a beautiful passage. Look in 1 John. I'm going to close with this. 1 John chapter 3. Wonderful, wonderful, exciting passage. 1 John chapter 3. See how great love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And what does He say? And such we are. For this reason, the world doesn't know us, because they didn't know Him. They don't understand us. Beloved, listen, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope, what hope? Of Christ coming and our being resurrected and made in the likeness of Christ. Everyone who has this hope in Him, who has this hope fixed on Him, purifies himself even as He is pure. What is He saying? He's saying, if I really have the hope of the resurrection living within me, I have the hope of Jesus Christ coming and my body's going to be transformed the likeness of His body. He says, if I have that hope in me, He says what? I will live what? Confessing my sins, purifying my life through the blood of Jesus Christ, waiting His coming and keeping my life clean, living a sanctified, holy life before God. If I really believe what those first two verses says. If I don't believe any of that, what do? If I don't believe that, I just simply go back to this verse, which says very, very simply, let us eat and drink, and for tomorrow we die. Do you understand how very important it is that you understand the truth of God's Word? Applying it to your heart, it'll motivate you either to do what? Here's what happens. The ignorance of God's Word, I'm easily motivated to an Epicurean philosophy of sensuality and total pleasure. Knowledge of God's Word does what? Leads me to hunger and thirst after Almighty God. And what a vast difference. Hunger for God, hunger for pleasure. And let me ask you a question. Which of these two hungers dominates your life out of any given 7 days? A hunger for pleasure, prosperity, satisfaction, or a hunger to know God, to be like Christ, to be one with Him, to be filled with His Spirit? Which of those two hungers dominates your thinking the better part of every 7 days? And my friend, when you answer that question, you'll know where you are in your relationship to Jesus Christ.
How would you answer the question we heard at the end of Dr. Stanley's message? Which is greater, your hunger for pleasure or your hunger for Christ? If you don't like your honest answer, but you don't know what to do to make changes, visit intouch.org. You'll find valuable resources that can help you put Jesus first every day. And to listen again, click on Today on Radio on our homepage. If you'd like to order a copy of Dr. Stanley's complete message, The Characteristics of the Resurrection, Part 1, open our online bookstore. It's also included in his teaching set, Risen, a Study of 1 Corinthians 15. Again, log on to intouch.org or call 1-800-INTOUCH. To write to us, address your letter to In Touch, Post Office Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. Radio, TV, social media, podcasts. Who are you listening to these days? It makes a difference. Today's Moment with Charles Stanley is on the way.
The cross was not something that God gave us as a point of decoration. The cross is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
But what is it about the message of the cross that can transform you every day of your life? In his book, The Gift of the Cross, Dr. Charles Stanley walks us through scripture to show us how to see the cross in a new light. The Gift of the Cross. Order yours today at intouch.org/store.
In our spiritual journey, we often have questions. How do I know God's will for my life? Does God hear my prayers? Why do bad things happen? The answers are found in the Word of God. But how do we know where to start? The free In Touch devotional can help point you in the right direction. With biblically based content from Dr. Charles Stanley, you'll gain insight and wisdom through daily devotions, Bible studies, and more. The In Touch devotional, delivered monthly to your mailbox. Subscribe for free at intouch.org/daily.
You're listening to In Touch. We have to be careful in choosing our sources of biblical instruction. With a reminder for believers, here's A Moment with Charles Stanley.
He says, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. It also corrupts good theology. So one of the ways that many of God's people innocently, who will go to a Bible study or this little thing or that little thing, and I was sharing with someone the other day, was telling me about a person who had gotten mixed up in this Bible study, and they thought, boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm going to learn the Bible. Before long, they were to sell what they had and give it, and borrow money in order to give it to this little small ministry, and all of the erroneous things going on, and here is a dear, sweet, innocent somebody who only went and got involved because they were hungry for the Word of God. Listen, you can get theologically corrupted and miss the whole truth of God's Word by being tantalized by something that sounds good. You must check out what somebody tells you, check out what I tell you, check out what everybody tells you, check it out with a book. Don't get lapped up into that kind of thing.
Learn more about how to discern truth from error at intouch.org. And if you gained new insight from today's program that helps you grow in your faith, please tell us about it. Tomorrow on In Touch, we'll hear more truth from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in part 2 of The Characteristics of the Resurrection. I hope you'll join us Wednesday for In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
While honest doubts and questions are normal in the Christian life, the modern trend of deconstruction ultimately rejects Scripture as the authoritative source of truth. The result is more and more young people walking away from the faith, even labeling it as toxic. Elisa Childers and Tim Barnett have noticed this cultural shift and have written The Deconstruction of Christianity. in which they define what deconstruction really is, why it appeals to so many, and why it's dangerous. Most importantly, they provide practical examples of how we can love friends and neighbors who are deconstructing their faith, pointing them back to Christ as the source of all truth. Request your copy of this book by giving a gift of any amount to the Colson Center this month at colsoncenter.org/march.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. The evidence that so-called gender-affirming care actually harms young people has been widely available for years. However, it's been also widely suppressed by policymakers, medical professionals, and media outlets. That is now changing, largely because the stories of those who were harmed by these dangerous ideas are now being told. At the most recent Lighthouse Voices event, a series of lectures co-hosted by Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, Laura Perry Smalt told her story. After 8 years of attempting to live as a male, Laura came to faith in Jesus Christ, first as her Savior, and then, in a very real sense, as her Maker. Her message is a powerful testimony to both the dangerous lies of the transgender movement, especially for young people, and to the potential for reconciliation with both God and self. For example, Laura highlighted the role that technology plays in contributing to the widespread confusion about identity. Here's Laura.
They have grown up on nothing but technology, and they're not seeing realness in the church. And they're going on YouTube and TikTok and hearing how broken these lives are, but those people are giving them a false salvation, and they're saying, it's because I was transgender, that's the reason I was so broken, but now I'm not broken because I've embraced my authentic self.
Laura also noted how, especially online, kids are being overly sexualized today, especially those times when they're most vulnerable.
These kids are being exposed to pornography that is not like it was 30 or 40 years ago looking in a magazine. These kids are being exposed to violent, graphic porn. Not only that, but it's not like they just see it once. If it's coming up on their phone, it's going to keep populating over and over and keep coming up until they're so addicted to it.
Laura also noted something that's been emerging from the accounts of whistleblowers from gender clinics, that mental health comorbidities often exist with young people who are struggling with their gender identity, but are also often ignored. I'm thankful to report, by God's grace, that Laura Perry Smaltz found what she was looking for. She found reality in Jesus Christ, the source of all reality. Her recent talk at the Lighthouse Voices event is now available. Just go to colsoncenter.org/lighthouse. That's colsoncenter.org/lighthouse. Laura also recorded a series of teaching videos on this very topic for The Identity Project. You can visit identityproject.tv for this comprehensive library of on-demand videos and resources that address the issues surrounding sexuality, identity, and the image of God. And for a special discount on a subscription this month, go to identityproject.tv, that's identityproject.tv, and enter Breakpoint at checkout. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. Today's Breakpoint was co-authored by Jared Hayden. For more resources to live like a Christian today, go to breakpoint.org.
When you die, your soul lives on, and it will live on in one of two places, heaven or hell. Now, when it comes to getting to heaven, Billy Graham says there's a common misconception.
Some people think they can come by their own works, by doing many good things and great things. That's wonderful. Keep doing them. But that doesn't save your soul.
There's only one way for your soul to be saved and for you to live in heaven when you die.
You repent and you believe. Believe in Christ. You don't believe in anything else for your salvation except the Lord Jesus Christ. And you receive Him in your heart and say, Lord Jesus, come in. And He'll come in.
We can help you discover more. Stop by our website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. And it's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You're listening.